But before I begin, maybe you'd do me a favor. At one of the previous masses this morning, one of the women from the parish lost her wedding ring and asked if you could all just take a look at the seats, maybe under the seats, because it's a very expensive diamond wedding ring. She's offering a $1,000 reward for that. So just take a moment and check. And by the way, don't forget, April Fools. You know. Actually, a priest did that to me. I was like 6 or 7 years old when a priest did that to me up in Philadelphia. I was literally on my hands and knees under the pew. I was all over, and then I heard him say April Fools, and I couldn't believe it. And I said, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to become a priest. So that every 7 years, when April 1st falls on a Sunday, I could do something like that. A man and his ever-nagging wife went on vacation to Jerusalem. While they were there, the wife passed away. The undertaker told the husband, you can have her shipped home for $5,000. Or you can bury her here in the Holy Land for $150. The man thought about it and told him he would just have her shipped home. The undertaker asked, why would you spend $5,000 to ship your wife home when it would be, perfectly easy to have her buried here and you'd only have to spend $150? The man replied, long ago, a man died here, was buried here, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead. I'm not taking any chances. Happy Easter to everyone. This is the day of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus has risen from the dead. And the resurrection of Christ is his greatest miracle, his crowning miracle. The Lord predicted that he would rise from the dead. He said, destroy this body, and in 3 days I will raise it up. He wasn't talking about the temple of Jerusalem. He was talking about his own body. Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up. He said, just as Jonah spent 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the earth, in the belly of the whale, so the Son of Man will spend 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the earth. But he would come forth on the third day and rise. It was the Lord's greatest miracle. It was the greatest event in human history. Remember, the Lord had raised people from the dead. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Jesus raised him from the dead. But Lazarus eventually died again. Jesus raised the daughter of Jairus from the dead, but she eventually died again. He raised the only son of the widow of Nain from the dead, but he eventually died again. But Jesus' resurrection was different. When Christ rose from the dead, he will never die again. He has a resurrected, glorified body that is now seated at the right hand of the Father and also in every Catholic tabernacle in the Most Blessed Sacrament in Holy Communion. And when we think about the resurrection, it transformed lives. When the apostles saw Christ, they were transformed. They were slow to believe. They really weren't expecting or did not believe that in the resurrection, Jesus had to appear to them time and again. And even told Thomas, take your hands and place them in the nail wounds in my hands. Place your hand into my side and see that I am alive. Jesus had to show the apostles that he was truly raised from the dead. And they were transformed from being scared fishermen locked in the upper room to being missionaries and apostles that would go out to the entire world, and each one of them would die for Christ in their belief in the resurrection because they had seen and eaten with and touched the risen Lord. The resurrection of Christ was transformative. When they saw Christ, they were completely then filled with the Holy Spirit and went out and evangelized the entire world. Think of the conversion of St. Paul. He was Saul of Tarsus. He was a bitter persecutor of the Christians. He was arresting men, women, and children, putting them to death because they were Christians. How was he converted? Because the risen Lord appeared to him when he was on his way to Damascus. And Paul was converted by the Lord. Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, Lord?" He says, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Saul eventually received his sight back, was baptized, and became a priest, a bishop, and one of the greatest saints in our Catholic faith. He would go throughout the known world spreading the good news for the next 30 years. This week, I encourage you to go see the movie Paul the Apostle of Christ. I know some of you have already seen it, but when Hollywood produces good Christian movies, we need to go. We need to support good Christian movies, and it's a powerful movie, very well done, very faithful to the writings and spirituality of St. Paul. So go see Paul the Apostle of Christ this week before we'll be leaving theaters. Also, while you're there, do a double feature. Go see I Can Only Imagine, another powerful movie about how Christ can transform a life. In the case, the author of the song, his dad, was converted by Christ with his grace. So we see both of those movies show what God can do in a person's life to transform them. And it is the power of the Lord's resurrection that transforms people. And lastly, how does the resurrection affect our lives day in and day out? Well, think back to your baptism. You probably were an infant, or some of you were adults that were baptized. Like last night, we had about 7 or 8 baptisms of adults at the Easter Vigil. When a person is baptized, they are reborn. They are given new life. They die to sin and rise to new life. Baptism has always been talked about as a liquid tomb where people go down into the waters of baptism and then are raised up. It's dying to sin and being raised up. In the case of a baby, it's just original sin. In the case of an adult, it's all their sins of their whole life. They die to sin and are brought to new life in Christ. And all of us have been baptized. That is no small thing. That great gift where we became a child of God. And think about when we go to confession, what a wonderful gift confession is, where our sins are forgiven. You know, when a person goes to confession, let's say they haven't gone in 5, 10, 20, 40, 50 years, they might be dead, spiritually dead, in mortal sin after 30, 40 years. When they go to confession and confess their sins to Christ through the priest, they are given absolution, and all their sins are absolved and washed away and forgiven in the sacrament of confession, and then they come out of that confessional brand new. They come out alive. They come out not dead in mortal sin, but alive with God's grace, with God's sanctifying grace, the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity back within their soul. That's what happens when people go to confession. They are raised from the dead spiritually through the power of Christ and his resurrection. And lastly, the Holy Eucharist. Think of the Eucharist. It is Jesus's body, blood, soul, and divinity in his glorified, resurrected state under the appearances of bread and wine. Remember that. When you receive Jesus in the Eucharist, you receive the resurrected Christ. Body, blood, soul, and divinity under the appearances of bread and wine. And again, that's how we meet the resurrection of Christ, is by receiving Holy Communion, by receiving Jesus reverently, fervently, in the state of sanctifying grace, without any sins in our soul. To receive the resurrected Christ is such a great privilege, as we as Catholics have every Sunday. So don't forget to pray every day, go to Mass every Sunday, go to confession once a month. And don't forget that the resurrection of Christ can be a great source of comfort and strength to those who have lost loved ones. Maybe this past year, some of you have experienced some hardship, some pain, some suffering, some illness. Maybe the death, the loss of a parent, a spouse, a child, a relative, a friend. Remember that death is not the end. Jesus proved that by being raised from the dead. Yes, Jesus did die, but that is not the end. Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. And the scripture says, if we have died with Christ, we shall also rise with Christ. So remember that death is not the end. If you've lost someone that you love, remember that that is not the end. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. So yes, long ago, a man died there. He was buried there. 3 days later, He rose from the dead.